packed edition of the Emergency Break of the Week.
It's time.
I would take your legs out and I would pummel the crap out of you.
To the Emergency Break of the Week.
And then I would call for Lucifer to eat your soul.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You ain't no frickin', you're not a frickin' reverend, you're a frickin' freak.
By a wheels-off comment.
Freak!
Or technical meltdowns.
Getting a little bit hysterical, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Brakes brings you the e-brake. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. First up from the Dunham and Miller Morning Show, it is one B. Rich Phillips, who is up for an e-brake.
By the way, you bottomed out in this week's Race Week promo twice.
Great.
Rich Phillips.
At
least it gets noticed.
This is going to be called Double Play Rich. These are two entries from Rich, who's been working, I'd say, blue this week. First, what he called the Houston Astros just a couple of days ago.
They open up that trip with a loss in Milwaukee, but they don't lose again, setting a team record with their eighth straight road win yesterday in a 5-4 10-inning victory over the Astros. Ron Washington had to put in a full-day's work to pull that one off.
Rich does not like Houston, and he does not like their baseball team. And the second part of this double play is what Rich said early this morning when we were talking about traffic tie-ups, and he was talking about clearing in the lane ahead of him, and that's not what Rich said.
I tell you what, when I do that, where I cut right over in front of them, I do see more often than not the person finally wakes up, and if there's a clearing, they'll move over a lane.
There's a what?
Whoa.
What did you say?
Gosh.
What did I say? That they wake up?
I thought you said
there's a clearing. If there's a clearing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a clearing.
What did you guys think? You put a T in there.
I thought it sounded like littering with a C in the beginning.
Sorry, if there's a clearing, they move over.
Did you hear the same thing?
Yeah, I heard the same thing. We may have to go to the replay on that.
I'm not even sure what I said wrong there.
Good Lord.
Well, we weren't either. That's why we ask you.
It's very strong broadcasting.
We have to go to replay on that. Well, we did go to the replay, and what do you think?
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah. Sure.
I tell you what, when I do that, I cut right over in front of them, I do see more often than not the person finally wakes up, and if there's a clearing, they'll move over.
There's a what?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm throwing a flag on that.
He's out, right?
Yeah.
The runner's clearly out there.
Yeah.
Ticket management.
Why was that word on your mind?
It wasn't on my mind.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't awake yet.
So there is Double Play Rich up for an Emergency Break of the Week.
Hmm.
Also having a tough time broadcasting.
Him saying that just rubbed me the wrong way.
Cheap.
Real cheap.
Watch it.
What? All right.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to sub in for you right now. I'm going to get you out of the game.
No, I'll just sit here, but I'll wear a hood.
Okay.
Cheap.
All right. Second candidate is Rangers announcer Josh Lewin. He, too, is having a hard time talking about the Astros. When he said when the Rangers got a run, it wasn't the 10th. Mm.
Four. They have scored one in the ninth and one in the tenth to overtake the Houston Astros. And now, Jeff Dolly believes in the chance to close it out and give the Rangers.
What was Josh thinking about there? What was he doing?
Yeah, why was he thinking about that?
I don't know, but he's up for an e-break.
Had he just taken something there?
It's a very painful way to score.
That is.
Well, a lot of guys do it all the time.
Candidate number two, Josh Lewin. Candidate number three is one Danny Bayless from the Hardline. They were talking about William the Refrigerator Perry. Refrigerator, remember that, as Danny thought this was such a great joke that he tried to interrupt Corby with this joke that went absolutely nowhere.
He lost 100 pounds.
Right.
And his brother was getting worried because he was losing so much weight. But now it's cool. He's back up to 330.
You know what made
really healthy
weight. You know what made him better? They opened him up and put in a box of baking soda. Because he's a refrigerator.
You're just an idiot.
You get it?
6:52 on the ticket.
Isn't that a horrible joke?
Yeah. Wow.
It's so bad, it's funny.
I don't know.
Everybody's reaction made it funny.
Yeah, that made it funny. And it made it an e-brake candidate, one Danny Bayless. So your candidates are Double Play Rich, Josh Lewin, or Danny Bayless at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George, this is Astro. I'd like to vote for Rich Phillips and Race Week.
Okay, thank you, Astro.
And Race Week.
Yeah, he's not. He seems to be taking it pretty well, which he called his team this week. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Swamp Donkey, the garage door.
Mm-hmm. I'm insane now. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, P1 Steven here. On behalf of the unticket, I'd like to vote for Craig Miller, Scissoring Gordon.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Thumper Hulk out there. Let's go for Refrigerator Perry.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
It is I, Hellcat. Ooh. And I'd like to vote for one in my non-existent taint.
True.
He's going to vote for Josh Lewin. Sounds
well played, Half-Cat.
Half-Cat calling in there.
Always an honor to hear from Half-Cat.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
That comment by the hardline is why they were voted as the rest and not the best.
I guess that's a Danny vote?
I guess so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Meow, meow, morning musers, meow.
Well, hey, it's Parcells' old cat, it sounds like.
Relationship with Half-Cat going very well, meow.
Cody?
Would like to vote for Josh Lewin, meow, and I wish my Half-Cat had a taint.
Okay, enough of that.
Gosh. What was that cat's name again?
Cody?
Cody the cat. Yeah.
Cody cat.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Rich Phillips' pre-recorded hour-long NASCAR-themed ticker.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Tonight I am right here.
All right.
Die
Couldn't
now.
Couldn't have an e-break without her.
I need to vote for Big Dumb Danny and Lady Collins. Love you.
Okay, thank you, Natalie. Ever take a vacation?
Every week.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Jeez.
Can't say that. We'll register your vote.
Having fun.
Drop that.
You can't register that vote.
Yeah, it's me, sure right? Well, you voted for both of them.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Guten Tag.
Oh,
it's Dirk.
Die.
Nine. This is Boris Becker. Our accents are totally different.
Okay.
I would like to vote for any Jean-Jacques Taylor segment that has ever been broadcast.
Not a candidate.
That's not a candidate. Lay Don't take him. Shots at Jean-Jacques like that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Satellite boys.
Not a candidate.
Hey, barbecue boy.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello. ECCAM Ticket Radio.
Just
it
vote.
Is. Is
Shut
this
up.
Vote. Is this Michelle Wee?
Yes, it is very cold, Giorgio.
Right.
Waiting for your down jacket.
Right.
And I want to cast my vote for the Rich Phillips.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
For the Rich Phillips.
Higher on Rich Sports Phillips. Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to place a vote.
Yeah.
Hooter Brown?
What do you say?
I don't know.
Hooter?
Hooter Brown.
Okay, that's under vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd vote for Chris Reeves Tank.
What? What'd he say?
It was Josh Lewin vote in there, I think.
That's all I heard was, yeah.
I heard they said Chris Reeves.
Oh, dear.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, one in the sink and two in the tank.
Oh. Well, it's the worst
if we
phrase
register
ever.
That vote. That is a win for Josh Lewin.
All right. Yeah.
I thought double play Rich was going to be tough to beat.
I still don't know how the Christopher Reeves vote landed for Josh. But
you were just...
Yeah, why do you count... What's the connection between Christopher Reeves and Josh Lewin?
Well, because he said
parent. Yeah.
That's what the connection
so
is.
So you're saying that Christopher Reeve and Josh Lewin have a taint in common. That's what connected
the,
them.
The craziest claim ever on the ticket.
I'm insane now.
I think that was an Egyptian king, wasn't it?
Who?
Taint in common.
Thank you. That's pretty good.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here for another couple hours.
Taint in common.
All right. Congratulations to Josh Lewin for this entry.
Rangers 5 and the
Astros four. They have scored one in the ninth and one in the tenth, one in the tenth to overtake the Houston Astros. And now, Neftali Feliz with a chance to close it out and give the Rangers.
Man. Jeez. Yeah, you can't deny that one. How many is that for Josh?
That's his first one. He ties Barack Obama and Darren Pang.
Wow.
He didn't get one for the no S?
I guess not.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, all right.